Marcela, we're the better one, Moshe Lemor.
Start from the beginning?
I think we did this one. Zot tiye, Torah temetura b'yom tahorato, ve'uvah el ha-kohen, Rashi. Zot tiye, Torah temetura b'yom tahorato. Okay. Melamed, she'en metaharim oto b'layla. Can I ask you a question? In your Gersa here, anybody have a different chumash here? Your chumash, is that a chumash there? No. Okay. This is a good Gersa.
You know which one is
the
Mendiyak? Rabbi
Shtayim Mikra. Oh, that one they did because they did it for Rashi.
Yeah. I saw a different Gersa, that's why I'm
What did it say?
The Dibura Matchil is different.
So that was last week, Rabbi, a couple weeks ago the Rabbi gave us one that I actually noticed that there was a different, the one that the Rabbi spoke about a lot. The class had a
different Dibura Matchil. So here, look at this. This Dibura Matchil is Zot Tiye Torah Temetura V'Gomer. Big difference when you have a gomer in Rashi, and here it says Zot Tiye Torah Temetzura B'Yom Tahorato. He writes the whole pasuk. The big nafkamina. The big nafkamina. The Dibura Matchiz in Rashi are very, very important. Why he chose those words to give his definition. I don't have a problem with Al Girsa, by the way.
It's better Al Girsa.
Exactly, because I always understood it.
The whole thing's going on the Yom.
That, exactly, he needs the word B'Yom. B'Yom Tahorato, and then you need the word B'Yom. So biyom taurato melamed, meaning melamed mehamila bayom she'en mitaharim oto balayla. But according to this girsa, it doesn't put the word hayom in the dibura matchil. Zot ye torat metzora
v'gomer. It looks like it had something there.
Something was going on it. It's bracketed. Yeah, there's something going on in the girsa of the way this Rashi begins. So if you go with this girsa, that in our Mishnah Mikra book, how are you going to learn it? Second of all, yeah, but why didn't Rashi forgot the main word? Rashi forgot the main word in the Dibura Matchil. He can't be gomer me. It's not in the gomer. It's in the hayom.
You know, I feel like the Gemara does that a lot of times. They'll quote the beginning of the pasuk.
Oh, so you have to ask on that.
Okay.
You have to ask on that. Why did you quote me the beginning of the pasuk?
I never thought to ask on that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Why Rashi chose the word? And don't tell me because he wants to give you the name of the parasha. Zot Tiye Torah Temetzora. Because not in every parasha he introduces, I think in parashat Kiddushim, for example. Just an example. In Kiddushim, I'm reading it when we come back, right? So, Harimot Kiddushim, what's the first Rashi over there? Right? He doesn't start off with the first. Right, Kiddushim is the next one. Or Va'era, parashat Va'era. What does it say in Va'era?
So, how do we learn?
Oh, so I have to know what it means now. There's a whole story on this here. That's what we came for.
That's what it's like.
Yeah. Va'era doesn't even have it. There's two or three before until it gets to Va'era. So it's not trying to start off with parasha. So, and why does she say it in the negative? Melamed she'en mitarim oto balayla. Why don't you just say it?
Bayom.
Melamed she'en mitarim oto bayom. Why do you have to say in the negative way? Why does it have to say it in the negative way? The Midrash doesn't say it in a negative way. The Lashon of the Midrash is Bayom, and the Mitch Taharoto Bayom. And she went the other way. So I saw brought down that that Rashi actually is not being Medayek from the word Yom. Rashi's not Medayek from the Milah of Yom. Because Yom does not mean necessarily Yom Velo Laila. Yom means the full day. Yom does not necessarily mean to minimize Yom Velo Laila. Yeah, why does Yom necessarily tell Yom Velo Laila? It's not Yom Ehad. Yom over there does not mean it's Boker and Laila. Day. How do you say day in Hebrew? Yom. So that she says that's not where you're getting it from. You're getting it from somewhere in the beginning of the Pasuk. Zot tiye Torah ta-metzora. Torah ta-metzora comes and says that there's a certain restrictions in the Torah ta-metzora. Torah ta-metzora tells you there's rules over here. Once already you see that the beginning of the pasuk is coming to give you restrictions, Zot tiye Torah ta-metzora, that it's coming to give you certain rules, that's megaleh that the word yom is now restrictive. So therefore, Rashi starts off with the main part, where the gilui of the derash is. The gilui of the derash, how to be doresh the word yom, is zot tiye Torah ta-metzora. Once you learn that zot tiye Torah ta-metzora is coming to give you restrictive laws, now be gomer. Now go learn yom below laila, and that's why it says it in the negative, because it's giving you the restriction. It's coming to I mean, there's not big enough coming out, by the way, between the two ways we're learning. What would be the deen if you have a mitzorah that wants to become tor ben Hashem Ashot? If you learn like the girsa that we have, bayom velo balayla, so therefore it's no good. It's got to be yom. Whereas according to Rashi that comes along and says she'en mitarim oto balayla, it's not Laila yet. Laila, it's not. It's Ben Hashem Ashot, it's not Laila. It's Laila, has to be Laila Vadai. So therefore, there'll be a nafka mina in the Midrash's way of learning and Nashi's way of learning. If you're learning this from the word Yom, Shetar Oto Bayom, Bayom Davka, Ben Hashem Ashot is not Yom anymore. Whereas the way that she learned, according to this Gesalve, that's really from Zotiye Torah Tametzora, which is giving you restrictions. And the first restriction is, now go learn the word Yom in the way Zotiye Torah Tametzora set you up. Ben Hashem Ashot should be okay. I just like that because I get excited that there's already Torah on the Divura Matil. That's my main point. The Gomer and it's fantastic. It's unbelievable. Okay. Biyom Torah Tov Vayla Kohen. Okay. I said that in Radin this week. Because we went to Radin, to Chavetz Chaim. So when I spoke in Yeshiva in Radin, I said we couldn't come at a better week. It says if somebody's struggling with Lashon Hara, Uvay LaKohen, you got to go to the Kohen. Chavetz Chaim's the Kohen. So we came, Uvay LaKohen. We followed the Mamash, the Parashah. We came all the way here to see the Kohen Gadol to help us with our Dibur. V'yatza Kohen al-Mahus la-Mahaneh, v'ra Kohen v'nei nerpa nega tzarat men ha-tzarua. So it says al-Mahus la-Mahaneh, חוץ לשושה מחנות שנשתלח שם בימי חלותו. Okay, so the Metzora is sent out חוץ לשושה מחנות, which is the furthest that anybody has ever sent out. Tamei Met is not sent out to be מחנות. But the Metzora is sent out חוץ לשושה מחנות שנשתלח שם. So the Mefarshim over here is saying, why did Rashi have to tell us now Chutz L'Shlosha Machanot? Siftei Chachamim says he said that already before in Parashat Tazria, in Perek Yud Gimal Pasuk Mem Vav. In Yud Gimal Mem Vav, the pasuk said, Badad Yeshev Chutz L'Machaneh Moshavo. Rashi says Badad Yeshev Shelo Yushar Temim Yoshvim Imo. That he goes outside. Ve'amru rabotenu, ma nishtana mishar temeim lishev badad. Why does he have to sit badad? Il v'hu hevdil b'lashon hara ben ish le'eshto, ben ish le'ehu, afu yibadel. Midah k'neged midah. He separated people through his lashon. So therefore he has to be separate. He has to be outside the machaneh. So why does she have to tell me over here, el-mahus la-machaneh? We know where the hus la-machaneh is. He already told me, it's hus la-shosh machanot.
Which is it? Yosef Kohen?
But it says, "V'yatza kohen in mechutz la'machaneh."
What should it say?
Nothing. Don't Rashi doesn't say anything. I know where he is. I know.
Oh, Rashi.
Rashi don't mechutz la'shlosh machanot. We know he's mechutz la'shlosh machanot. You told me that in Tazria. So he says, "Yesh one deshumaki perish hachashenit." The lo tema medichliv ve'uvah la'kohen temash she'yavu ha'metzura elahat ha'machanot ve'sham yirenu ha'kohen. La'ken uklat lefarish dehar keti v'yatza el mechutz la'machaneh. ועד הכתיב והובה לא המצורה כאה, אלא על טהרת המצורה. כלומר, והובה לכהן איך שהמצורה נתה מצורעתו. וקל להביא, very good. Which means, how did you learn when it says in the pasuk, V'yatzak kohen musaf v'na kohen v'huvay l'kohen. How do you know the words v'huvay l'kohen? So I understood it pashut. You bring the mitzurah to the kohen. V'huvay l'kohen. So no, that's not the pshat. The kohen's got to go to him. That's what she's got to tell you. No, chutz l'shlam machanot. He's going to show. You don't bring the guy back in. So he's chalut already. He's chalut. He's there. So now you want to purify him. So the pasuk v'huvay l'kohen doesn't mean you bring him to the kohen physically. It means he comes to the kohen for his refuah, not coming physically.
I mean, he needs the kohen
for his refuah. The only way he can get better, he's got to go to the kohen. So that she didn't want you to make that mistake, that v'huvay l'kohen means that you're going to bring him to the kohen, because that means he's going to go out of the mahaneh. No, he stays chutz l'shlosh mahanot. The kohen goes and makes a house call to him. That's what he was saying. He stays there. Don't think that I would have thought, once he's ready, he's haluto, when the tzara'at really went away, so maybe he can come back in.
He's healed already.
He's healed, technically. The pshat is he's not healed, the Kohen tells him he's healed. Zahava, I think maybe he can come back. I don't know, maybe the mitzvah is off his skin, he sees himself better.
I'm saying, how do you see it?
How did Hashi know? That's exactly what's about.
He's saying
the hadush of Hashi is that even bimei haluto he cannot come back. He's adding. There is a hadush in that. Okay, the Sivak of the Kalmat Tashte Sipurim. Hayot Tehorot. Okay, live birds, Tehorot. It's Erish, Nitolad, Vezov. Okay, Rashi. Hayot, Prat Terefot. Okay, and have to live. Terefot don't live. Terefot, then I'm Hayot.
Today's
not,
for tomorrow's
not. Oh?
Tomorrow's not?
Cool,
then.
Oh, it's
Holin? Yeah, I think
so. Okay. Tehorot, Prat Leof Tameh. Okay, coming to school of Tameh. No. Tehorot. The fish and the Gaim by him Lashon Hara.
Close.
Shuma se pitputed devarim. Right? Lashon Hara is pitput. Chirping. Tip, 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 tip. The fish and the Gaim by him Lashon Hara. Close. Tamid bitsuf sukol. So therefore, you have Mida kenegli Mida. Bring the birds that are mitpatpet. And it's. And the Farshim say, Adrabah, what are you talking about? You want to bring something that's quiet. You should bring a turtle. You know, so some type of thing that doesn't make any noise. What are you bringing? A bird that chirps. Explanation: Hafetz Chaim says is that we're not telling the guy not to talk. Of course, you're supposed to talk. Just talk like a bird. When a bird chirps, it's pleasant. Talk devarim tovim, devar Torah, things like that. There's nothing more pleasant when a guy hears the birds chirping in the morning. They're coming to say, we're not telling you to keep quiet. Ela yuzi lashon.
The Chafetz Chaim was very talkative.
That's right. He was a very talkative person. He didn't. He was once at a dinner. They put him in a hotel of Shabbat. They put him in a table with horse traders. So the whole Shabbat, the guys are talking about their horses. They trade their horses and the horses like that. When the hotel manager found out that it was Chafetz Chaim after Shabbat, he was very, embarrassed. For same said, I had no problem. They're talking about the horses the whole time. They didn't talk one lashon. I have no problem with this guy. They didn't talk about any people. They don't talk about this horse and that horse. Ushti tolad ve'ezov. Mata kanato v'yitrape yashpil
atz. It's
Erez. Rezax was like
that. Talkative also. Yeah. Very. Very talkative.
He would have make conversation with the receptionist.
Yeah, he talks. Correct. Joey claims that he's the one that helped locate the kevet of the Chafetz Chaim. He remembered where it was. He had the coordinates. Mata kanato v'yitrape.
It's Erez.
Yashpil atzmo b'ga'avato ketolat u'chezov. So, it's Erez. The fish and the green by him had kasut haruach. So there comes some gaava also. It's another avon that causes sara'at. So etz eres is cedar wood, which is gaava. Ushni tolad ve'ezov. So what's your takana? If you act like an etz eres, you have to lower yourself like ushni tolad ve'ezov. Ma takana tov v'yitrapei yashpil atzom v'gavato ketolad ve'ezov. Etz eres, makel shel eres. Ushni tolad, lashon shesem b'sabua zehurit. Okay, the red string. Where's where I get the red string from? Okay, now it says over here, v'sivah kohen v'shadet the sibur ha'echad, ikli cheres al mayim chayim. Al mayim chayim noten otam techila bekli כדי שידם ציפון ניכר בהם. וכמה הם? רביעית. So it says, על מים חיים. You have to put it on the water. So you put the water first, and then you put the blood on top of the water. נותן אותם דעירה בכלי, וישם סיפור ניכר בהם in the water. וכמה הם? רביעית. Fine. את הסיפור החיה ייקח אותה, ואת עץ הארץ ואת שני התורה ואת האזוב, וטבל אותם את הסיפור החיה בדם הסיפור השחוטה על המים החיים. So what does he do now? את הסיפור החיה ייקח אותם, זאת אומרת שאינו עוגדה עמהם, the live bird, אלא מפרישה לעצמה. אבל העץ והאזוב כרוכין יחד בשור הזורי, to tie the other stuff together, כן, שלמה, ואת עץ הארץ ושני התורה ואת האזוב, כיחה אחת לשלושתן. יעקב כשם שאינה בכלל אגודה, כן לא תהיה בכלל טבילה, תלמוד לומר, וטבל אותם את הסיפור החיים. When it comes to dipping, you dip everything together. You don't tie them together. You tie the עץ ארץ ואזוב ושני תולעת into one אגודה. But when it comes to dipping it, they have a mean of words. You think that maybe you have to dip them separately, just like they are bundled separately? כמה שמולה? No. החזיר את הסיפור לכלל טבילה. You take the סיפור החיה, and you take the other ones together and you dip it into the blood.
What's the Shani Tolat, Rabbi?
Shani Tolat is a red crimson string.
Scarlet, yeah.
Just scarlet. String.
Yeah.
May
yeah, to tie it. Vizala mitaher minatzara at sheva pa'amim, seven times. Betiharov, shilach tesmura hayat, b'nei asadah, and you send the live bird away. So according to the way Hafetz Chaim is very good. The one bird you kill, that's keneged dibur, Ra, because the bird can't chirp anymore, and the other bird you send away free. So you're not taking away the guy's full speech. You're just saying you have to separate between the times you have to be silent and the times you have to talk. So the dead bird can't talk anymore. That's the bird. That's the speech of the Lashon Hara, and the good stuff is the one that you send away. So it works out very nice. Chibesem etenet begadav v'gilach et kol se'aro v'rachas b'mayim v'tarim achad yaboy l'machane v'yashem os la'aholo shvat yamim. So what does it say? V'chipes ha-mittaher et begadav. Who's the mittaher? The one that is getting tahor. Ha-mittaher et begadav. So his clothes are tameh. V'yagas put him in the mikveh. V'gilach et kol, so he's got to shave his hair. V'rachat b'mayim v'taher, and it goes to the mikveh. V'chal yavoy la-machaneh. And then it's v'yashav mechus la-aholo. And she says, melamed she'asu b'tashmish ha-mitah. Okay, like by Matan Torah it says, shuvu lachem la-aholechem. Which Aholechem over there is referring to Tashmish HaMita, go back to your wives. So over here when it says, V'yashem mechus la'aholo, so therefore he cannot go into the Chaura, he's allowed to go back to the Mahaneh. So why can't he go into his house? So that Aholo must be Tashmish HaMita. There's no reason why he should not be allowed in his house. So he's allowed in his house. He's allowed in his house. Right, he's allowed to be in his house. So when it says, V'yashem mechus la'aholo, it doesn't mean he can't go into his Ohel. Means he can't have tashmish, but he can sleep in a separate bed in his house, no problem. Because otherwise, it would not make sense to say he can come back to the machaneh, but he can't go into that oil. What's the difference? It's the same zip code, it's the same spot.
Stay outside the oil.
Right, stay outside the oil for 7 days. Where's the guy going to live? In the shelter. Baya bayom shvi'i, he galah et kol se'aro, et roshov et zekanov et gabot enav, ve'et kol se'aro yigaleya, ve'chmes begadav et hazbe tzom v'mayim v'tahir. After 7 days, he has to shave his hair again. And he has to shave his eyebrows. Kol se'aro. She says, "Klal u'prat u'klal v'kol makom kinu se'ar v'nireh." Now, so it's coming to include all hair that is visible.
He shaves it with a
No.
Shaves.
I mean, according to the Torah, whatever the Torah allows you to shave with. Yeah.
Oh, not a razor?
No.
Not a razor?
Why? It's not on
one of the things.
It's duhelo taseh.
It's all over the face. I don't know.
No, on the hair, I don't care what he shaves it with. The head, you can shave it with whatever you want.
Yeah,
talking about the beard and all that.
Yeah.
He's allowed to use I don't know if this is one of the aseh duhelo taseh. I don't know why. Yeah, but that doesn't say tar. Tar is the isur. What does he say? No, Hami, give me the point. It's evolved.
Huh?
It's involved, or you can say it in more than 30 seconds?
Just different parts of the...
Okay, it costs a couple of...
So he has to shave all the hair that's not...
Yeah, everything that's visible.
Visible.
Visible, that's what she says. Makom kinusar v'nid'ah. V'nid'ah.
If this hair,
but this hair on the covers,
his body, no.
No, it's not visible.
Oh wow!
But that's a cloud of patu cloud. La'avid kol makom kinus se'ar v'nir'ah.
And then it says rosho zekeno v'tigat
alav. So it's cloud patu cloud.
Then it says
kol se'ar. So it's only things like zekeno and gabot enav that's revealed. It's kanus and it's revealed.
So a woman. Her
hair's... Meaning he doesn't have to do his underarms. He doesn't have to do bet hashechi, the arva, a man. Doesn't have to shave that over there. Because it's makom kinus, but it's not there.
It's only for a man? Even a woman?
No, for women also.
So a woman, her hair's covered, so she doesn't shave
her. Maybe you're right. Good point.
Unless you have the two tefachim in the front.
Right, unless you have the tefachim. That's why they can mekayim this. It's unbelievable. Okay. Ubayom ha-shemini yikach. שני כבשים תמימים, כבשה אחת בת שלתה במימה, יפת מן הקורבנות, שלושה עשרונים סוד, מנחה בת בשמן, לוג אחד שמן. נשי סנס כבשה אחת לחטאת, ושלושה עשרונים לנזכה שלושה כבשים רדת, ושעדו בהשמות שבסולה טעון נסכים. לוג אחד שמן, now what are you doing with this לוג אחד of שמן? נשי סנס, להזות עליו שבע. To sprinkle seven. What an amazing process over here to get rid of this. It's mahok, my mind is a hawk. Sprinkling with oil now.
Sprinkling a live bird.
The live bird sprinkling with blood.
Rabbi, I figure he has to have an operation, so how many things they have to do
to get
operation?
I know, it's same thing. Yeah. Viditen memenu al tenuch ozno. You have to put it on his earlobe. Umatan behonot and on the thumbs, the toes. Okay, then it says
three times also.
Ve'aymid akwena metelet ha'isha mitaher ve'otam lefnei Hashem pitoh al mo'ed ve'lakach lefnei Hashem l'shisa v'shad nikanor ve'lo ba'azara atzman l'fishu me'usar kipurim. So he's got to stand out so he didn't bring the korban yet. So he's me'usar kipurim. And then it says ve'lakach akwena tekeb esayachav ve'kli botu l'asham v'dog asham ve'nif otam terufat lefnei Hashem ve'kli l'asham yeklibenu l'toch ha'azara l'ashem asham le'anif shu ta'un tenufa chay. Okay, and he has to, and they have to wave them. Ve'enif otam terufat lefnei Hashem, when they're still alive, and et ha'asham et ha'log. Fine. Ve'shachat et ha'keves b'mkom asher yishchat et ha'chatat ve'et ha'olah b'mkom ha'kodesh. Ki kachatat ha'asham u l'kohen kodesh kadashim hu. So now what does it say over here? Amen. So you take the keves b'mkom asher yishchat et ha'chatat. Rashi says, al yerech v'yuach safon. Fine. Umat Talmud Omar, but look, even the Malbe Torah Hashem before Hashem Tzavet Aron, Hashem Taon Shaita B'Safon. We know that Hashem is in Safon. Why does he have to tell me in the place of the Hatat? We know that the Hatat is Safon. We know that already. The fish Yatzaz Mechlal Hashemot Nidon BaHamada, because normally when the guy brings the Hashem, he's in the Azara itself. Here he's in Nikanor. So I would have thought that maybe it's Yotze from the regular dinim of Hashem, and if it's not in the place of the Hatat. Maybe you do where he's standing. Very good. Now you don't do it at Nikanor, you do it at Mekom Asher Ishchat. Ki kachatat, ki chol ha-chataot, ki kechol ha-chataot. Ki kachatat, ki kechol ha-chataot. It is like all the chataot. Ha-asham hazeh, this Hasham, hu la-kohen. Bechol avodot tlulot ba-kohen, ushva Hasham zeh la-chatat. Maybe I think since the blood of this Hashem is going onto his body, which is not the normal law of a hatat, so maybe it's not doesn't have the regular dinim of a hatat. Maybe you don't have to sprinkle this blood on the mizbeach. Even though some of the blood service is different than a hatat, in the other things they are similar. Demar kachatat tamud omar. What does it say tamud omar? And therefore, where do you put the blood? Zot turat ha'asham. Ah, so it's mechut ha'sikra, metachat ha'sikra. So the blood is sprinkled beneath the line of the sikra. It's not like the hatat in that sense, but at least it has matan damim and it has the haktara. Tenuch gader emsa'i sheba ozen by the college. So it's not the lobe. Not the lobe. It's the cartilage area, the middle part of it there. Ulshon tenuch lo nodali. That's honest man. Tendrons. Bohan gudal. That's the thumb. Okay. So I'm going to get the pasuk again. You dal it. So that's the right ear. Abon yado haymanit, right thumb. Abon nagdo haymanit. Bohan gudal. Okay. So the kavakoyin we look at sham and they take the oil. Yatzal kavakoyin asemalit. And he pours it into his left hand, the Kohen, that is. He dips his right finger into the Shemen, into his left hand. Asher al kapo asemanit, v'izah min ha-Shemen, v'izah Shemen, v'izah Shemen, v'izah Shemen. When we get to the Shemen al kapo, what do you do with the leftover oil? Put in the salad. Yitena Kohen al tenuch, ozna mitahir ha-Imanit. No, back on his ear. So the guy's got blood in his ear. He's got a whole... just put some croutons and you have a...
That's the blood,
and
the oil,
and
another blood.
Yeah. Adam Hashem. So it's al dam. The blood is on the Adam. The shim is on the dam. And she says, al dam Hashem, she yegdim Adam l'shemen. Okay. Ma'akev. It's ma'akev. But notab Hashem shal kaf ha-kohen, what do you do with the rest of the oil? You turn on Rosh ha-metaher. Put it on his head. That's guys, we... I will never speak to the Shor HaRa again, but they do it. The Chippel HaVakrif Ne'ashem. V'asak kwenet ha-hatat v'chippel ha-metahir mitum atum v'ayish hadat ha-olam. V'irak kwenet ha-olam v'tam ha-mahamas b'yam v'chippel ha-vakrif ne'ashem. Let's go home. Okay, let me take off. V'im dalu.
V'im dalu. V'en yadu ma'segit. V'lakach.
So you can't afford all these korbanot. They're expensive.
Yeah. ולקח כמס אחד אשם לתנופה לחפר עליו, ויסרון סוד אחד בלול בשמן, נלחה ולא בשמן.
אוקיי, אז ויסרון סוד אחד, לכבס זה שהוא אחד. To this כבס that he's bringing, he's got to bring יסרון אחד לנצחה. Fine, no one else, what does he bring over here? ולא בשמן.
לתת ממנו על הבהונות.
Right, that you need to put on his...
שמן של נכסי המנחה.
Okay, well, automatically you need to put the shemen in the mincha as well. It goes without saying. Ushtei turim. So here's where he has the difference. He doesn't have to bring animals, he brings birds. Okay. It's the eighth day from when he brought the birds and when they sprinkled the blood on him. They did the birds originally, then they wait 7 days, and on the eighth day they do the following. Okay, v'shahat.
על צינוך חוזר המתחל הימנית והבו ידו הימנית והבו רגלו הימנית
תניו מן השמן
שמן יסוד הכהן הכף הכהן סמלית מזה הכהן בישראל הימנית מן השמן אשר הכפו הסמלית שבע פעמים לפני השם
ונתן
הכהן מן השמן אשר הכפו על צינוך חוזר המתחל הימנית והבו ידו הימנית והבו רגלו הימנית עם מקום דם השער
ונותן
והנותר מן השם הראשי על כף הכהן ייתן הראש המתאחר לכפר עליו פני השם.
ועשה?
ועשה את האחד מן התנים ומן בני היונה מאשר תשיג ידו. את האחד החטאת ואת האחד עולה עליך וכפר הכהן על המתאחר לפני השם.
זאת תורת אשר בונג הסרעת.
שלא תשיג ידו ותהורת.
חזק ברור. Beautiful. Now let's understand the process a little better. Okay, Hafon, you're up. By the bear,
Adonai Moshe ve'el Aaron le'mor, ki tabo el eretz kenan asher ani noten lachem le'ahuza, v'natati nega sarat bebet eretz ahuzat.
Okay, I'm reading the pasuk here, ki tabo el eretz kenan. So you come into the land of the Kenanim, asher ani noten lachem, that I'm giving you. And then what does it say? V'natati nega sarat bebet eretz ahuzatchem. Rashi. V'natati nega sarat besorahi lahem. Meaning it's not saying if it will come. It's like saying
it's gonna happen.
So it's a besorah. So now she says, "Besura yadam shenigim ba'im aleihem." Lefi shetminu amoraim matmoniyot shel zahav bekirot batehen kol 40 shana sheyuseh bamidbar. Vayedei hanega noten habayit, notetz habayit umotzan. So that she says a story here that the Amoraim
hid the treasure.
They hid Zahav and the walls all the 40 years when the Jews were in the Midbar. Vayedei hanega, he knocks the wall down and he gets the he finds it.
Strange.
A few things are strange here.
Should have sent the money to Switzerland.
So what are they putting their money in the walls for? Exactly. They didn't have mattresses in those days, so they had to put in the walls.
They knew that they were going to... They believed
anticipated.
So that's the point. Rashi, for some reason, tells us Amoraim. The Torah doesn't say Amoraim. The Torah says
Eretz Kanaan.
How did Rashi know to say it's the Amoraim? Why didn't she say the Kanaanim? Something about these Emoraim over here that did this. So if you look at the Brit Ben Abitarim,
when Amalek,
when God came to Avraham Avinu, Brit Ben Abitarim. Where is that Shaul Brit Ben Abitarim? Yeah, Lech Lecha. So here is the So it says over here when he comes to him, it says Vayomer LaAvram Yadav Ateda Ki Geri Yeh Zarecha BeEretz Lo Lahem. And it's I don't have Perakim. It's Lech Lecha. Yud Gimel. It's Pasuk Yud Gimel. I don't know which Perak. I guess I could tell you which perek it is. It's perek. Perek Tedvav. Tedvav Yud Gima. Vayom el Abraham, Yadav Ateda Kigiri Yazaracha Be'er Solem, Vabadu Venu Otam 400 Shana. Vegam et Agoy Asher Ta'avodu Dan Anochi, Vachin Yisub Rechush Gadol. Ve'ata Ta'od Abotecha Be'er Shabtecha Be'er Shabtecha Be'er Shabtecha Be'er Shabtecha Ki lo shalem avon ha'emori adhenna. So it says, 4 generations from you, Avraham, they're going to come back to this land. It's going to take 4 generations. Of Avraham, not that from Avraham. It's 4 generations from, let's see, Rashi, Dorvi, lehar shiglu leMitzrayim. Right. 3 generations will be in Mitzrayim. Yusham gimel dorot. Now why? Why do we have to wait 3 generations to get the land? So it seems that the Emoriim were making Averot, and God was just putting it on the tab. And once the Avon of the Emori became Shalem,
full,
that's it, they got evicted. So it seems that the real reason that Klai Yisrael was Zochet to Eretz Yisrael was because of Avon Emori. Not because of anybody else. Avon Emori was the main guys. Shot it like this. Not that the Kananim was Tzaddikim, but the Emoriim, that was the Navi, the Nivuah that was given to Avraham Avinu. That awaiting Kilo Shalem Avon Emori. So Emori understood that when a person makes sins, God already tallies them up, and eventually you get evicted. So they made a Hashbon, Emori, and they said that, fine, now Klai Yisrael is going to come in. It's the same rules. So eventually Klai Yisrael will get kicked out and will come back. So that's why Dafka, the Emoraim, put their money in the walls for their intention to come back. The Kanaanim, they didn't know why they got evicted. They thought they got evicted from Israel. Stop. So why should they save any money? They never thought there's a half minute to come back. But once you tell me I'm getting evicted because of my Avonot, okay, so Israel could also make Avonot and get evicted. So if, when they get evicted, we'll come back. So that's why Dafka, she says the Emoraim, put the things in the wall. because he's basing it on what he said above. Kiddush Shalem Avona Emori. Even though there were seven nations there, but it was their Avon.
Wow.
So then they made the Hezbollah like that. Mm. Now, the Hasidim and the Tzaddikim, they learn it a little different. They come along and they say that. The word emori. Emori. So first, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what does it in just says, Stam, that this is one of the things that never happened. Sarat Abayit never happened. It's in the Ben Sorer Umore category. Sarat Abayit lo haya velo nivra. Imken lama ne'emad rosh v'kabel sachar. It's like one of those Yagdit Rav Yadir. Learn the parasha and you get reward. So the Mefarshim say, what do you mean? If it never happened, then how did they find these matmonim in the walls? How did they find the matmonim in the walls? So they say that whoever learns the parasha, it's as if you fulfilled the parasha. Okay? Whoever learns the parasha of Hattat, like you bought a Hattat. Ola, like you bought an Ola. So when you learn this parasha, it's as if it happened. So the Gemara is saying, drosh, learn it. The kabel sachal, you'll get the reward of the matmonim. The matmonim were there. But you don't have to actually have a tzara'at on the wall to get the matmon. Drosh, and it's as if it happened, and the wall falls down all of a sudden one day, and you see a matmon. But not that you had to actually go through it. Now, I saw from the Rebbe on this, has a nice piece on this over here, Avona Emori. So he says, beautiful. He says, Amila Emori, hi melashon amira v'dibur. Emori,
Emor.
Is Emor. It's to speak. V'akavana hi l'diburim v'amirot ra'im v'shlilim. The person is going to speak bad things, he's going to get sarat on the wall. ולפי זה מובנת היטב הסיבה שהנגעים מופיעו דווקא בבתיהם של האמוראים שהרי נגעים באים כעונש על לשון הרע. That's why it says on the batim of the אמוראים. According to the Kabbalah, אמוראים is the speakers, those that talk. So therefore, that she says the אמוראים. יחד עם זאת דווקא בבתיהם הנגעים של האמוראים תמונים מטמנות של זהב. So then why in the house of the speakers of the Lashon Hara, you're going to find Matmenot Shel Zahav. If they're speaking Lashon Hara. Because Kowach HaDibur Shel Adam Yachol Liyot Menutzal L'Shlila Ach Be'ota Mida Nitan L'Shtemesh Bo L'Chayu V'L'Kedusha. The speech can be used as negative, and the speech can be used as positive. Kotzei HaRambam Zui Sihat V'Sha'im. This is Rambam talking. Ava Sihat K'Sherei Yisrael Ena Ela B'Dvrei Torah V'Chokhmah. The way Jewish people talk, Hakamim, they talk B'Dvrei Torah V'Dvrei Zeh. מטרתם של הנגעים איפה אינה רק לבטל את השימוש for the אמורי, the bad speech, אלא כדי להשתמש בכוח זה בדרך חיובי, like we said by the birds. It's not to keep the guy quiet, it's to kill the bad speech and let the other bird go away alive to continue talking. So therefore he comes along and says that the matmonim של זהב, you ever when they say he has לשון של זהב, a golden tongue. So therefore, the purpose of the negat sara'at was in order to bring out the matmonim shel zahav from the guy's mouth. That once the guy realizes how bad his speech affected him, so therefore he'll go back to. So the matmon shel zahav is, you ever see when the guy speaks, he says a pearls of wisdom coming out of his mouth, gold coming out of his mouth. So they say lashon shel zahav. So therefore, the Rashi is saying, according to the Mekubalim, at least over here, that Besurai lefi shehitminu amoraim matmonot shazav bikirot batehem. The amoraim, that's the talkers. In their house, you found sara'at. But in their house also, when they made the tikkun, you found matmoniot shel zahav. You found that the speech was ultimately fixed. So we added to this. If you go to Parashat Vayechi, go to Parashat Vayechi when Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashalom is blessing his son Yosef. What does it say? It says, I'm giving you an extra chelek. Right? He tells him, I'm giving you an extra piece of you. Yeah, where is that over there? He says over here, on Pasuk,
Continue.
ואני הנה נתתי לך שכם אחד על אחיך.
אוקיי,
read it.
ומרו ורבו בשמאל בעלי אבי בן תשע באיתן קשתו ויפוז לרעי ידיו, ידי אבי יעקב משם.
רועי אבן ישראל.
מאל אביך ויעזריך.
אוקיי, קטניו.
ואת שדי וברכך, מלכות שמיים מעל, מלכות תהום, רובסת תחת, מלכות שדי ורחם.
Beautiful.
מלכות אביך גברו על מלכות מוריי.
עד תאבד כמות עולם,
תשע, שזה כל גוזר. עולם תהיינה לראש יוסף קודגות נזיר אחד.
ואני, הנה,
Where's the
pasuk where it says?
Maybe in the beginning.
No.
When he first.
Beharbi ukashti.
That's in the beginning when he first comes to him to promise. Maybe.
That's what I'm talking about. Where is that? Okay, beginning of the parasha. So if you look in the beginning of the parasha. Which pasuk?
Tetvav.
Chabet memchet. Okay, Chabet Memchet. Chabet Memchet. Oh, so the pasuk is gorgeous. God, Yaakov Abinu says, "When he said to him, 'Shchem Achad Arei,' an extra portion, Hashem Lakarti Miyad the Emori, that I took from the Emori people,
Beharbi
Uvkashti. Now, what does Rashi say on Harbi Uvkashti? Simply, Beharbi Uvkashti is my bow and arrow. Rashi says, "He Ochmatvi Utfilati." How does he know that? Because if you look at the Targum, on the words "beharbi ubkashti," the Targum says "bisloti ubaoti." Now, how did the Targum know that "beharbi ubkashti"? Because it's saying "miyada emori." Miyada emori is lashon of amira. So therefore, when he saw the lashon of amira, miyada emori. So the Targum said, "There's an emes. Whenever it says emori, it's lashon amira. So therefore, b'harbi u'b'kashti must be a certain amira that's domet to a head of an akeshet. So therefore, he learned miyada emori is emori. B'harbi u'b'kashti b'slotiu ba'oti. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.